The traditional manufacturing industry is said to be in the throes of a digital transformation, spurred by exponentially growing technology. Technology that's set to change the face of manufacturing as we know it. That's according to consulting firm Deloitte. Dr. Martin Davies, MD for Emerging Markets and Africa at Deloitte, joins us with more on Industry 4.0 and its implications for manufacturers. Martin, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Now, Martin, commentators refer to the changes afoot as Industry 4.0 or the Fourth Industrial Revolution. What exactly is meant by this?
Well, I think, you know, Industry 4.0 is more not so much a dedicated moment in time as a sort of continuous shift. Now we're seeing this almost convergence of ideas and technology and innovation, and the velocity of life and the velocity of change has clearly increased for all of us, be it individuals or companies, and of course also the country. I think going forward, the question of Industry 4.0 is how does industry start to become more, or how it will become more robotic, if you will, and ultimately displace the human factor, i.e. labor, out of a production process. And this will have severe implications, of course, for all economies, but some more than others, in particular those that are unable to prepare their workforces for the dramatic change that is coming.
Now, that's obviously a concern, what technology does to labor, especially in a country with as high an unemployment rate as our own. Is it necessarily true that technology may leave many people without jobs?
Well, you know, technology is, again, commerce, economics is never, technology is never static. And this has been ongoing, ongoing trend. And, you know, the Industrial Revolution dating back, you know, practically almost 200 years now. But what we're seeing is, as I said, the velocity of this change is increasing dramatically. Technology will always displace jobs, but will also create jobs somewhere else. The question is, where will these other jobs be created? In South Africa's case, we have a bit of a double whammy. Firstly, we have a flailing basic education system where people are unable to acquire the necessary skills in order to make them competitive or more accurately productive in the economy. And secondly, is that people are not so much unemployed as they are unemployable. And that talks to the technological shift that is taking place in many industries, including here in South Africa.
So what do you mean when you say a technological shift taking place in South Africa?
Well, you know, I think it's, again, Industry 4.0, as we call it, which is more about cyber sort of physical production, i.e. the merging of real and virtual worlds, if that sort of makes sense. I don't want to make it sound too Star Trek-y, but it applies to certain sectors more than others. And the sector that I think it applies most pertinently to is the automotive sector. This is a sector that arguably, and I would argue, is the most successful industrial sector in our country in the last two decades. And it's the only success case, the only outcome of a very proactive industrial policy. Practically all other industries in our economy in the last two and a half decades have been hollowed out. But this, you know, the automotive sector accounts for roughly 7.5%, maybe slightly more, of GDP as a major employer and a very scalable employer. And I don't, because of the nature of the automotive OEM manufacturing process, is extremely high tech. I mean, imagine the technology and the know-how, the intellectual property that goes into the manufacture of a, for example, a BMW X3 that's manufacturing Rosslyn or a Mercedes-Benz C-Class. You can imagine this is world-leading technology. Well, of course, Industry 4.0 is going to dramatically affect that sector. And this is our most important industrial sector, arguably, in the country. So I think it really is at a high level view. Industry 4.0, as we're calling it, convergence of cyber physical production, will certainly have a significant impact on South Africa. Not all sectors, not all regions, but certainly key companies going forward.
It's interesting that you mention that, though, because in a survey carried out by Deloitte across 19 countries, there were answers by some 100 South African executives, which really stood out when compared to their global peers, because South African executives don't actually see technology as a competitive advantage. Why is this, and why the, you know, such a stark difference between the perceptions of South African executives and global executives?
maybe we don't see what is its an ability to see the future and see what is possible. And I think it also depends on the server set, of course, but technology, innovation, intellectual property, these are very big words and mean different things to different people. What is technology? Is it accumulated, stored intellectual property? Okay, let's take that definition, and then as you start to accumulate this IP, let's call it know-how, that's mission critical for the success of any company and the success of any, ultimately, in the country. And without intellectual property stored, embedded, that's a good word, embedded intellectual property, i.e. technology in one's organization, think small or large, I'm afraid you have no other competitive advantage. Mm-hmm. So if we start to think about these things in a more deeper fashion, I think in the current highly and into the future, the competitive global economy, it's about how countries are able to acquire and attract, and in our case, retain technology, i.e. stored intellectual property, which is not stored so much on servers or in books or in journals. That's very old school. But it's accumulated and stored in people's brains. And how do you put people together to create these ecosystems of increased competitiveness? I think that is really the secret sauce of organizational success.
So as you say, it's embedded intellectual property that's key, and alongside this, an enabling environment or regulatory environment, as with the automotive sector.
Yes, undoubtedly. We're getting towards policy certainty in terms of our APDP, the new iteration of the automotive policy, giving long-term certainty to the automotive sector, and business needs that. I mean, think mining sector, think auto. You know, these are not sure to be the massive CapEx investment players, and they require long-term certainty. And it's only policy that can provide that. So we need to see similar sort of proactive policy that provides certainty to business. Not interventionist policy at all, but enabling policy. Mm-hmm. That I think the mining sector is a bit of both. Industrial sector is hopefully more enabling. But we need to see far more enabling policy in our country, in all countries, to provide that long-term certainty for business to make those necessary decisions going forward.
But until that regulatory certainty comes through or comes into effect, how would you advise businesses, manufacturers in South Africa to prepare for the future?
Yeah, I think, again, the key word I use and use often is velocity. Velocity of life, there's too much data, there's too much information, too much complexity, and unfortunately, risk. And risk is often exposed by external forces, and that is often political forces. We need to fix that. I've just seen the ranking of South Africa decline significantly in terms of, market openness and the like. And that's deeply problematic. We need an open economy, one that's open to not just the obvious, like capital, goods, and labor, but open to ideas. And I'm afraid we've been falling short in terms of that. When looking at advising our clients from the leading multinationals globally and obviously here in South Africa and Africa as well, it's around getting through that complexity, cutting straight through it. We have to be efficient. Business must always be efficient, must always be productive, and productivity and competitiveness is sustainability of companies. So that's what Deloitte does in terms of speaking to productive, competitive. That is a very, very complex process as to how one helps to shape strategy and implement strategy in times of uncertainty, which we have had in South Africa. I hope we're starting to come out of that going forward.
Martin, that's where we're going to leave things for today. Thank you very much for your time. Dr. Martin Davies is MD for Emerging Markets and Africa at Deloitte.